This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening and welcome to Carlinville High School, side of our second game this evening. We hope that you enjoyed the action between Pena and Nokomis. And now it will be the East Salt Wood River Oilers coming to town to take on the host team, the Carlinville Cavaliers. Well, these two teams have been off to a rather rough start this season, both of them in the same boat, so to speak, as the East Salt Wood River Oilers have a 1-8 overall record coming into tonight's game, and Adam Miller's Oilers are 0-4 in conference play. They're coming off of a 65-51 loss to the Pena Panthers last Saturday night, and the Oilers are currently on a 5-game losing streak. The Carlinville Cavaliers, on the other hand, they are 1-5 on the season, 1-4 in South Central Conference play. Coach Mike Fragoni's Carlinville Cavaliers coming off a loss to the Pleasant Hill Wolves, 67-48 at the North Green Tournament last Friday. It's going to be the Oilers and the Cavaliers. We'll take our first break, and when we come back, starting lineup after this.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
JF Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Shiles and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanshiles.com.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare a price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
Hey sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
WSMI FM 106.1.
The Carlinville fight song is playing here as we're ready to start action. Both teams getting their final instructions at the benches. Starting lineups tonight, first for the visitors from East Salt and Wood River. For the Oilers, it'll be a 5'11 sophomore, Cody Englar, a 5'9 senior, Dustin Unverzog, a 5'10 sophomore, Aaron Ragusa, a 6'5 senior, Kobe Hall, and a 6'2 junior, Jacob Cobb. So Engler, Unverzog, Ragusa, Hall, and Cobb will be the starters for Adam Miller. For the Cavaliers, a 5'9 senior, Brad Wise, a 6' sophomore, Brendan Stewart, a 6'2 sophomore, Kyle Kleeman, a 5'11 sophomore, Adelmo Marcuri, and a 6' senior, Nick Evans. So for the Cavaliers, it'll be Wise and Stewart, Kleeman and Marcuri, and Evans. And we're ready to get this one underway as the jump ball goes up. And the tip is controlled by the Oilers. They will be heading from right to left as they'll go to the north basket here in the first half. Pass comes out to Cobb at the top. They'll go around the perimeter against the Carlinville defense. Come back to reset. Aaron Ragusa, the 5'10 senior, on the point. Gives it off to the left wing to Engler. Now down to the right corner it goes to Unverzog. Back up top, they'll try to work it inside to Cobb. He'll power his way to the hole. Shot won't drop. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. And he's going to be fouled, and it'll go to the line to shoot two right off the bat. As the Cavaliers foul is going to go against Brendan Stewart, I do believe. Stewart will pick up his first. And to the free throw line, Jacob Cobb, the 6'2 junior. He eyes it, he tries it, and he buys it. And the Oilers are on the board first. Cobb settles in at the free throw line. There's red Nike sneakers on. He eyes it. He drives it. Oh, can't buy that one. Coming down with a rebound for the Cavaliers is Brendan Stewart. Back quickly, they go the other way. They'll head up down the floor very quickly. Stewart now penetrates to the left elbow. Then he'll kick it out to Wise. Wise picks up his dribble and then dishes it off to Mark Curry. Mark Curry looking inside for Evans. Not there, so he'll take the jumper himself. It comes up a little bit short. Hall comes away with the rebound for the Oilers. Back the other way, Unverzog has it on the dribble. He'll swing it over to the far corner to Ragusa. Ragusa tries to get it inside. The ball is kicked away, but recovered by Cobb, and the Oilers reset the offense. 1 minute in, 1-0, Oilers with the lead and the ball. To the head of the key and Colby Hall. Down into the corner to Ragusa for three. Bottom of the net. Aaron Ragusa, the 5'10 sophomore, deep in the corner on the right side. True for three, and it's 4-0 Oilers. Up top it goes to Wise, and the Cavaliers work inside. A stop and pop by Kyle Kleeman, the 6'2 sophomore. Looks good as he stopped, popped, got it to drop, and it's 4-2. Like the looks of this Kleeman, what little I've seen of him so far this year. In a 1-2-2 zone, the Cavaliers settle in. The Oilers going to work the perimeter, looking for what they'll get. They'll get the baseline jumper, this time from the opposite corner. Ragusa can't get the shot to drop. But the Oilers recover, get the rebound. Shot won't go. Second try does as Jacob Cobb gets the putback, and he gets the free throw as he's going to go to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. This foul will be called against Adelmo McCurry. And Mark Curry picks up his first, team second. Free throws up. No good. Wind around the rim. Won't go down. Stewart comes up with the rebound. Quickly, the Cavaliers the other way. They're going to throw the ball away. It goes off of the fingertips of Kleeman, and the Oilers recover. They'll come back, set patiently. Inside, they'll try to go to Cobb, and he's going to be fouled on the play. I believe Stewart's going to pick up his second as he was pushing from inside, trying to deny the low post. And just like that, the 6-foot Stewart picks up his second foul. He'll be going to the bench shortly, but they don't get a sub in before they get the ball in play. Shots up and shots good by Aaron Ragusa, and you guessed it, he got bottom of the net again. Give him two threes. He has 6 points, and it's a 9-2 lead for the Oilers. Cavaliers come down, and once again, they throw it away. Got to take care of each possession as the Oilers bring the ball back down across to the wing. It goes to Unverzog. Unverzog back out top to Englar. Englar down in the corner. It goes right through the legs of Colby Hall for turnover number one. And now that substitute comes in, and that'll be Luke Davis, a 6-foot junior. He'll replace Stewart, who'll have a seat, with those two fouls. 5:20 to go, first quarter. 9-2 is the Oilers lead. Referee, Mr. Burton there. He's wiping a little bit of moisture off of that basketball. It didn't roll outside, but it didn't have to. People walking into the building tonight are bringing some moisture. The Cavs will take the ball down the lane. Shot goes up by Kleeman. It's partially blocked, and Woodrow comes away with the rebound, leading this way, the lead pass to Jacob Cobb, and he did a giant step, and then another one. Forgot to say, Mother May I. Gets called for the turnover. Two on the Oilers, two on the Cavs. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 9-2 is the Oilers lead. Cavs bring the ball down slowly. They'll get the ball off to Wise. Wise going to spot it for three. Nope, they're just going to give him two on that one. It's like he must have had a toe on the line. They're still trying to decide whether it's a two or a three. Haven't put it on the board yet. But Wise did make the shot. And now they'll go back the other way. It is a two, they finally decide. The Oilers go up with a power shot inside from Ragusa. It won't go, but they get their own rebound. A lot of offensive rebounds for the maroon and gold Oilers here in the early going. Kick out pass to Ragusa. He spots up from the baseline right left side. It won't go. Coming away with the rebound is Kyle Kleeman. Kleeman will kick it out to Wise. Wise will bring it across on the dribble. Give it to Mark Curry. Mark Curry is going to dribble one hand, dribble the other hand, dribble off his leg for turnover number three. Coming into the game for the Oilers, new man on the block. as there's a discussion on the floor now as to who that was. And they get it straightened out there. And as they do, we'll go back to live action with 4:12 to go here in the first quarter. 9-4, Oilers with the lead. They'll swing the ball over to Spurlock. Spurlock going to kick the ball inside. Up with it is Kobe Hall. His shot's a little long, a little strong. Coming away with the rebound is Nick Evans. Evans going to bring the ball back down the other way. He'll give it off to Davis. Davis drives to the left elbow, and he'll swing it out to Mark Curry. Mark Curry back to Davis. Davis at the head of the key, penetrates to the middle of the lane, picks up his dribble, gets rid of it, off to Wise. Wise now goes inside, look for the lead pass. The bounce pass goes right on out of bounds. Had the right idea, but the receiver wasn't looking. Four turnovers on the Cavaliers. 3:39 showing on the first quarter clock. Englar with the ball. He'll swing it across to Unverzog. Unverzog on the left side goes back up top to Ragusa. Shots up and shots good by Devon Elliott, the 5'10 senior. He picks up his first 2 points of the game, makes it 11-4. Now as the Cavaliers come down inside, they'll try to post it up to Kleeman. Foul going to be called on the Oilers as there's going to be a reach-in foul, and it'll go against Kobe Hall. That'll be his first and the first team foul against East Alton Wood River. 3:13 to go, first quarter. Cavies trailing by 7. Will inbound under their own basket. They'll swing the pass out to Evans. Evans is going to kick it back into the corner to Wise. He'll spot up from the corner. It rolls around, won't go down. Unverzog comes away with the rebound. Back go the Oilers. Into the corner, it goes to Elliott. Elliott drives baseline. Going to be a foul called against the Cavaliers. Nick Evans, as he couldn't get the baseline shut off in time, and so that'll be his first, team's fourth. Oilers with the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Exactly 3 minutes showing on the first quarter. Clock. Elliott inbounds the pass to Unverzog. He'll swing it across to Hall. Hall spots back up for Unverzog for three. Bottom of the net. So the Oilers have been hot from three-point land as they picked up three. Now responding for the Cavaliers is Adelmo Marcuri as he gets bottom of the net as well. Elliott going to drive the other way. He'll have the ball taken away. Now loose ball on the floor. Everybody's fighting for it. Timeout called by the Oilers. 2:33 showing on the first quarter clock. 14-7 is the Oilers lead, and we'll be back after this.
Whether it's your first purchase or you're an old pro, buying a home is always a big, big step. Fortunately, Bank and Trust Company's mortgage lending department has the experience it takes to help you make that step confidently and securely. Just let them know how they can assist you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
At Weston Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At West End, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 Gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at West End Food Mart in Raymond.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or Dura Supreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by White Variety Store in Caufine, Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie, Harpole and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro, and by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville. America's high school sports leader, WSMI-FM 106.1.
break in the huddle from the timeout. I want to remind you, Friday night, boys high school basketball coming your way. It'll be Vandalia at Litchfield, live at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. 2:33 showing on the first quarter clock, 14-7. Oilers with the lead and the ball. They'll get it into Unverzog. Unverzog will bring it back up on a dribble as the Cavies put a little bit more pressure on the defense, on the perimeter. Back on the wing on the left side, it goes to Englar. Englar back to Unverzog. Unverzog with a reverse pass inside the hall, off the glass, no good, won't go down. Coming up with the rebound, Brendan Stewart for the Cavaliers. As he tries to kick the pass down to the wing, it's knocked out of bounds by East Elm Wood River. Cavalier ball in front of the Oiler bench. 2:11, first quarter, 14-7. Oilers with the lead, Cavies with the ball. At the next juncture, Dane Benty, 6'5 senior, getting ready to enter the action for Coach Mike Rigoni. Mark Curry on a dribble, picks it up at the free throw line. He'll kick it out to Wise. Brad's going to swing it over on the left wing to Luke Davis. Davis tries to get the ball inbounds, kicked out of bounds by East Dalton Wood River. Nick Evans, the 6 foot senior, will have a seat as Dane Venti will replace him in the Cavalier lineup. And it'll be Mark Curry, the trigger man. He'll get it in to Kleeman. Kleeman stops and pops from the left side. Nice shot for Kyle Kleeman. He has four. It's 14-9. 100 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unverzog with the ball. Unverzog off to Englar. Englar way beyond the three-point arc. He's going to pass it over to Elliott. His shot's off the side, will not go. And the Cavies come away with the rebound. Mark Curry coming down quickly on the dribble. 1-2-3 showing on the first quarter clock. He'll kick it off to Davis. Davis loses control, regains control, stops, pops, gets it to drop. Luke Davis with his first 2 points. The 6 foot junior's on the board, and it's a 3-point contest. Oilers 14, Cavies 11. Off to Ragusa, into the corner it goes to Unverzog, spots up for three, it won't go. Kleeman comes away with yet another rebound and throws it right into the hands of Dustin Unverzog, who was cutting through the passing lane. It's like that free safety, you never saw him coming, and he gets an easy intercept and an easy two. Turnover number five is a costly one on the Cavaliers, makes it a 5-point lead for the Oilers as Unverzog converts. Back the other way, Davis with the ball, now gives it off to Benty. Benty with the ball out top. He's trying to go inside, has his pass deflected. It'll go back to Kleeman. His shot rolls around, won't go down, and then they fight for the rebound. And I think they're going to catch Kobe Hall on the reach over. Kobe thought he had good position. Shall we say he disagrees with the call? Doesn't get out of line, and that's probably a good thing because last game it was a call that went against him in the third quarter. He didn't like the call. He slapped the floor. The technical was his fourth personal foul, and things just really unraveled for the Oilers after that. Well, it looks like Mark Curry is going to get a little break here at the end of the quarter as the shot's going to go up and down as Kyle Kleeman comes up with his third basket, give him 6 points, and it is Spencer Keck into the lineup. Back the other way go the Oilers. His long shot is missed. It is going to be rebounded, however, and kicked inside. And then as Jacob Cobb tries to take it to the basket, he shuffles his feet for turnover number three. 3-point game, 16-13. Oilers by three, Cavies with the ball. They'll take it across midcourt as Jake Pullman, the sophomore, has it on the dribble. He'll kick it over on the wing to Keck. His shot, a little late, wouldn't go anyway. One quarter is in the book, and after 8 minutes of play here at Carlinville High School, it is the East Dalton Wood River Oilers 16, the Carlinville Cavaliers 13. Back with the second quarter after this.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnivale. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnivale.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready for second quarter action as the Cavaliers will inbound to start the second quarter. Inbounds pass comes in to Pullman. Jake takes it on a dribble across midcourt, and then he'll dish it off to Keck. Keck goes inside, and as he tries to pass it off to Kleeman, Kleeman spins to the bucket. He's going to be fouled by Dustin Unverzog. Unverzog will pick up his first, third team foul on the Oilers. They say it was a non-shooting foul, so Binte will take the inbound pass and goes right down the lane. Dane Binte shows what he's made of as the 6'5 senior shows his height, uses that length, and gets an easy two, and it's a one-point game. Now the Oilers come back and give the ball away. Their fourth turnover of the contest. Back the other way go the Cavaliers. Spotting up for three is number 21, Spencer Keck, and he gets bottom of the net. That puts the Cavs up on top, 18-16. Back the other way, it's Elliott who will spot up for two, gives him four, and we're knotted at 18. 7 minutes to go till halftime. Pullman with the ball. He'll swing it off to Davis. Davis drives down the lane. Now he'll try to find somebody to pass to. He'll kick it off to Keck. Keck uses a couple dribbles, then gives it off to Pullman. Pullman now looking for Kleeman cutting through the lane. He hits him a little late. Kleeman recovers. Then as he tries to enter the pass, it's kicked away, taken away by the Oilers. Six turnovers on the Cavaliers here in the first half. 18-8. We're tied. The Cavs defense collapses in the middle, but instead Cobb goes to the hole on the left side. It's off the glass a little bit too long. Kleeman comes up with a rebound for CHS. Back the other way goes Pullman. He'll dish it off to Benty. Benty, one-on-one, does a little spin, goes across the lane, off the glass, and it's good! And Dane Benty is going to go to the free throw line to see if he can complete a three-point play as Jacob Cobb, I believe, is going to be called for the foul on Jacob. That'll be his first. On the Oilers, that'll be their fourth. But Dane Benty has energized the Cavaliers since coming in. A nice spin move to the basket, gets the shot to drop, but now he'll try to complete the three-point play as he eyes it, and he tries it. He can't buy it as it rolls off. Elliott has it go off of his leg, however, and it goes out of bounds off of the maroon and gold, and it'll be Cavalier ball. CHS with a 20-18 lead after trailing for most of the first quarter. They'll get the ball into Benty. He'll go up high, spin, turn, stops, pops, gets it to drop. 6 points here in the second quarter for Dane Benty, and the Cavaliers have taken what was a three-point deficit and turned it into a four-point lead with 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Over on the far side, it goes to Kirby. Kirby's going to swing it back up top to Unverzog. Unverzog looking for and giving it to Elliott. Elliott goes opposite side for Ragusa. His shot rolls off the rim, will not go. Kleeman comes up with a rebound. Back go the Cavaliers the other way. They'll get the ball inside to Marcuri. Marcuri doesn't get the shot to drop, but he does draw the foul as he goes strong to the basket. And the free throw line is going to be occupied by Adelmo Marcuri. He has a tray.
looking for a couple of free throws here.
He eyes it, tries it, and buys it. An Oiler foul was called on Devon Elliott. It'll be his first. Bendy and Keck will have a seat as Evans comes back into the lineup. He's in the lineup with Pullman. And, of course, the shooter, Mark Curry, who misses it. And then hustles and gets his own rebound. Now he'll go to the floor as he'll kick it back outside. It is Pullman who drives baseline left side. Nothing there, so he'll kick it back up top. Spotting up for a three. It comes up short. Brad Wise couldn't find a connection. Loose ball. Going to be last touched by the Oilers as it went out of bounds. It'll be Cavalier ball. 23-18 CHS with the lead. And the ball. They'll bring it in to Wise. Wise back over to Mark Curry. Mark Curry goes inside as he tries to find Evans. Evans shuffles his feet as he goes to the basket. Turnover number 7. 7 miscues on the Cavies. A 10-2 advantage in the second quarter has given the Cavaliers a 5-point lead. They were down by 3 after 1. Elliott gets the ball off to Ragusa. Back to Elliott. Now down in the corner, it goes to Unverzog. Unverzog back up top. It'll go to Spurlock. Spurlock, a 5'11 sophomore, goes deep in the corner for Ragusa. His shot, no good. Coming away with the rebound is Pullman, and he's going to be fouled on the play. Foul is going to be called against. I believe that's going to go against Cobb, and that's going to be his second. And Cobb's going to have a seat, as they'll bring Scott Gibbs, a 6'2 junior, in to replace Cobb, who'll sit down with 2 fouls. 2 fouls on Hall, 2 fouls on Cobb. Cavaliers with the ball, Wise up top. He'll swing it inside, looking for Kleeman. Kleeman with a little finger roll from about 10 feet. It won't go. Back come the Oilers the other way. Elliott stops from the left side. Little teardrop drops right in. And Elliott has 6 points. It's 23-20, Cavaliers by 3. They have the ball and will swing it back up top to Mark Curry. Mark Curry has his pass intercepted, and then as he's trying to gain control and head the other way, Ragusa steps on the end line. So a miscue each way. That's the 5th mistake by the Oilers, the 8th turnover by the Cavaliers. Englar back in the lineup as he'll replace Aaron Ragusa. We get the slap on the back by Coach Adam Miller, and that's okay. Appreciate your effort. Mark Curry on the dribble takes it over to Kleeman. Kleeman now dishes off to Wise. He'll stop from the elbow on the right side. It's no good. Englar with the rebound. Oh, nice lead pass for Spurlock. Spurlock kicks it out in the corner to Elliott for 3. Bottom of the net. Devon Elliott comes up with a 3. He now has 9 points. As we go the other way, the Cavaliers trying to head down the lane quickly, and it's poked out of bounds. It'll still belong to the home team. Carlinville and East Alton Woodward are tied at 23 here in the second quarter. Wise with a shot from the right corner. It was a 3 ball, but it would not go. Rattled around, wouldn't go down. Now a nice lead pass to Scott Gibbs as Gibbs gets the good lead pass from Unverzog. Gets an easy 2. Gibbs, with his first 2 points of the game, gives the Oilers a lead. Cavies come down and throw it away. Back the other way go the Oilers, as it is Cody Englar who goes coast to coast and gets the most. And just like that, the Oilers back on top 27-23. Coach Mike Rigoni says, I need a timeout. As he takes a break, we will too and be back after this.
Madison Communications has big reasons for you to be jolly. Now through December 21st, add or upgrade Madison high-speed internet service and get 2 months free, or pay your current plan pricing for your upgrade service. Plus, receive free installation and free equipment. Now's the time to add Madison's new 10 Mbps high-speed service. Call 1-800-422-4848.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse Geocomfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a Geocomfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a Geocomfort system. Live comfortably.
Hi, this is Don Redeker with Sloan Implement Vandalia. Tax season is here. Take advantage of our present tax laws and keep some of your hard-earned income. Contact Sloan Implement for any equipment changes that you may need. That's Sloan Implement at Carlinville or our new location in Vandalia.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, tow truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Almond Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidel, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Roby Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the square in Verdon is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the square in Verdon. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Well, as we said, we have plenty of high school and other basketball coming your way this weekend. Friday night, Vandalia at Litchfield. Boys high school basketball game comes your way live at 7:30 on FM 106. Then, of course, Saturday morning, remind you to listen to Sports Saturday live at 9:05 on FM 106. Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Illinois Chicago live at 12:30 on FM 106. That game from Chicago. And then Saturday night, boys high school basketball, as it'll be Hillsboro at Litchfield at 7:30 on WSMI. We come back to live action, and Brad Wise from the left side drains bottom of the net. He has three, and it's 27-25. Back the other way go the Cavaliers, as the shot was missed by East Alton Woodriver. We're down to 3 minutes. 27-25 is the score showing on the scoreboard, so perhaps they just gave Wise a two-pointer on that. It'll be 2 points this time for Nick Evans, a little fall away from 10 foot on the right side. Now Devin Elliott quickly coming the other way. He's going to try the cross-court pass to Unverzov, who chases it down before it goes out of bounds in the corner. He'll bring it back up top. We're tied at 27 with 2.5 minutes to go till halftime. Interior pass, look for Spurlock, but it's going to be stolen there and going the other way. Nice lead pass by Marcuri, as he's going to be able to connect with Jake Pullman. Pullman gets the easy two, and it's 29-27. Carpenter just that quickly jumps out to the lead. Been one of those kind of games where each team comes up with a run, and then the other team comes up with a run. Right now, with 2 minutes to go to halftime, Cavies by two. Elliott in the corner, kicks it back up top to Spurlock. Spurlock loses his dribble, picks up the ball, gives it off to Unverzov. Cavi setting in that 1-2-2 press, or 1-2-2 zone. Interior pass goes in to Gibbs. He can't get the ball. He'll kick it back out. It goes to the top of the key to Englar. Englar now going to enter it back in to Ragusa. Off to Elliott on the corner. Shot won't go. Spurlock with the rebound. His shot won't go. Ball's tipped out. And Wise comes away with it for the Cavaliers. Wise gives it off to Marcuri. Marcuri now down in the corner as he'll go to Pullman. Pullman back up top to Davis. Davis going to be called for a travel. Shuffle the feet, turnover number 10. Barry Stewart, 5'10 freshman coming into the lineup, as well as Dane Vinti coming back into the lineup for the Cavaliers. And it looks like Kyle Kleeman will replace Luke Davis in the Cavalier lineup. New man on board for the Oilers is Andrew Hopper, a 6'2 junior, as Englar brings the ball down on the dribble. Hopper posting up low, can't find him in there. Instead, they'll get it off to Ragusa. Ragusa to Unverzog for three. Bottom of the net. Second tray of the night for Dustin Unverzog. Give him 8 points and makes it 30-29. The Oilers of East Alton Woodriver with a one-point lead. air ball being shot that time by Barry Stewart, the freshman, as he overshoots. The Oilers come away with the rebound. Into the final minute of the first half we go. 30-29, Oilers with lead. Driving action, shots up, no good. And then the man who shot the ball while everybody else is fighting for the rebound, Unverzog laying on his belly, and the loose ball comes down, rolls off of his leg out of bounds. It'll go over to the Cavaliers. Carlinville trailing by one, 30-29, will have the ball with 35 seconds to go. As Barry Stewart, the freshman, will look to Benty. Benty is going to try to make a move to the basket. He loses control of the ball, loses the ball. Back the other way comes Elliott. Elliott swings it out to Unverzog. Unverzog goes into the lane, stops and pops, and gets the two. He has a 3 and a 2 in both the first quarter and the second quarter. Give him 10 points. Give the Oilers a 3-point lead. Now another takeaway for the Oilers, and back the other way, the Cavs are able to steal it right back. So one mistake begets another mistake, and now as the final seconds tick off, the Cavs with a long shot. It goes up by Kleeman. It won't go. We have come to halftime. And after two periods of play here at Carlinville High School, our scoreboard reads the East Alton Wood River Oilers 32 and the Carlinville Cavaliers 29. We'll take a break and be back after this.
Holidays usually mean lots of food. If you're watching your weight, it's hard to indulge. But with farmer-owned Prairie Farms non-fat cottage cheese, yogurt, and sour cream, you can lower your fat and calorie intake but maintain the pure dairy quality. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Welcome back to Carlinville High School. We're at halftime. It's 32-29 in favor of the East Alton Wood River Oilers, as they were up 16-13 after the first quarter. And then in a back-and-forth second quarter, they finally had the final run of the quarter, and they remain up by three at halftime, 32-29. It's found out that a player that we didn't think was going to be playing tonight is playing tonight. Number one is Anthony Burgess, and he has 9 points for the Oilers. So make that correction in your scorebook if you're keeping score. And we get started with the second half. It'll be Englar with the ball. He'll swing the ball over on the wing to Ragusa. Ragusa over on the left side. Looks Hall at the top of the key. Bring it back to Ragusa. The spot up from three at the head of the key. Follows his own shot. Gets his own rebound. He Cavi's a little bit lax, looking like a non-aggressive zone, shall we call it that, as they allow the Oilers to pick up the rebound and maintain possession. And now Coach Miller says, let's see if we can pull them out of that zone a little bit. And he'll have Englar and Ragusa hold the ball out near midcourt. And Cavi's going to have to expand the 1-2-2 defense, go out and put a little pressure on the ball. He'll still swing it around the top as it's Unverzog and Ragusa and Englar. Englar on the top, Ragusa over on the left wing, Unverzog on the right wing. Now to Hall at the high post. And as he gets the ball, he's chopped from behind. I thought that he was going to be chopped from behind by Armand Curry just as I went to put the foul in. They said no, he wasn't. But instead, it was a turnover as he moved his feet. Coach Miller a little upset with that one, but doesn't say a whole lot. Cavies will get the ball back. They'll go from right to left here in the second half as Kleeman loses control as he goes up with the shot. He's able to bat it away, and the Cavies maintain the ball. Kleeman then comes across the lane, and he gets the shot to drop from 10 feet out. Kyle Kleeman, 6'2 sophomore with 8 points, makes it a 1-point game. Wood River with 32 points. Carlinville with 31 points. Into the corner, it'll go up for three. Ragusa gets bottom of the net. He's hit but 3 field goals tonight, but all 3 of them have been from 3-point land. 9 points for Ragusa, makes it a 4-point Oiler lead. Back the other way, the Cavies will try the 3-point shot. Marcuri's shot won't go. Coming up with the rebound is Ragusa. Ragusa started a fast break and then decided to slow it up. He'll cook it off to Englar. Englar splits the defense, goes down the lane, then he'll kick it out to Unverzog. Unverzog now to Hall. Hall gets the ball over on the wing to Unverzog. And the Oilers are set up. And the Cavies will reset their defense. Hall looked like he shuffled his feet once again. This time he gets away with it, turns and scores. And for Colby Hall, the big 6'5 senior, that's his first bucket of the night. Makes it 37-31, East Dalton Wood River. Back the other way, the Cavies spot up for a 3. Brendan Sturt's shot will not go. Oilers going the other way, and the lead lob pass for Unverzog goes a little too high off the wall at the south end. Turnover number 8. On the Oilers, 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 37-31. It's a 6-point lead for the Oilers, as we're going to have a blocking foul called against the Cavies. Coming in with a bit of a trip was Brendan Sturt. Sturt's going to pick up his third foul on the play. Looks like he could be a special teams coach or strength coach for the Jets, if you know what I mean. Back the other way, the Oilers take it, stopping and popping from 15, and the shot drops for Dustin Unverzog as he kind of had to realign that shot. It looked like the defender had a hand in his face, so he simply moved it over to the side, still got the shot to go. Kleeman drives in against Hall, and Hall simply rejects that shot and comes away with a loose ball. And the Oilers go back the other way with perhaps their biggest lead of the night. It's 39-31. Inside it'll go to Hall, and he'll swing it off the left side of the lane. A little scoop shot comes up for 2 for Colby Hall. So the 6'5 senior who was shut out in the first half has come up with 4 points here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Marcuri, looking inside, gets it to Evans. Evans powers up, shot's a little bit short. Hall comes away with a rebound, kicks it off to Unverzog. Unverzog on the dribble, brings it down, sets up the offense. Now he'll swing the pass, too long of a pass over there. Ragusa said, my fault, I should have walked up to it. Out of bounds by the Cavaliers. Davis will replace Stewart in the Cavalier lineup. Luke Davis in the lineup for Coach Mike Rigoni. He'll go back inside of the big guy. It's been good before. Why not feed him again? Englar feeds Hall. Hall gets the shot to drop and then draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line to see if he can complete a 3-point play. It's been a very productive quarter for the big lefty. His shot drops, and he has a 3-point play, gives him 7 points. That foul went against Kyle Kleeman for the Cavaliers, his first. And it's a 44-31 lead for the Oilers. Back the other way is Davis. He'll kick it off to Kleeman. Kleeman on the left side, off the glass, and good. Kyle Kleeman in double figures now. He has 10. First Cavalier to hit double digits on the night. draws them back within 11. 44-33, Oilers with the lead and the ball. Hall with the ball at the free throw line. They'll swing it around down in the low post, trying to get the ball into the big, powerful Jacob Cobb. And Cobb gets the shot to go, and then Coach Miller quickly calls a timeout. 3:18 showing on the third quarter clock. The Oilers of East Alton Wood River with a 46-33 lead over the Carlinville Cavaliers. And we'll be back after these messages.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
As we look forward to our broadcasting schedule on Friday, we'll have boys high school basketball coming your way. Vandalia at Litchfield, live at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. Saturday morning, it'll be WSMI Sports Saturday, live at 9:05 on FM 106. Fighting Illini basketball, Illinois versus Illinois Chicago at 12:30 on WSMI FM 106. And Saturday night, Hillsboro at Litchfield, boys basketball live at 7:30 on FM 106. Following the timeout, the Cavaliers bring the ball down on the offense. Shot won't go. They'll put it back. And the second effort by Nick Evans is good, as Evans with the putback gives him 4 points. Now the Oilers coming back quickly the other way. A little scoop shot by Aaron Ragusa. And Ragusa now in double figures with 11, makes it 48-35. Pace has picked up just a wee bit. Marcuri gives it off to Kleeman. Kleeman's shot from the left baseline, no good. The Oilers come away with a rebound, and they're trying to get the ball down quickly. It's a struggle just to get control of it. Looks like a pinball out there going off of this bunker and off that bunker. Finally, it goes out of bounds. The referee who was leading the play had just turned his head, and the play was right behind him. The trail official has to call, and he will make the call in favor of the Oilers, as it looks like Burgess will replace Cobb in the Oiler lineup. 2:23 showing on the third quarter clock. A poor lead official that time. He had just gotten out ahead of the play and turned to get position. Didn't see the play right behind him. But luckily, the trail official was there to make things right, as they say. Unverzog with the ball over in the corner gives it off to Englar. He'll take it back up top. Englar down in the corner gives it to Hall, but before he does, he takes an extra step. Turnover number 9 on the Oilers. And before we inbound it, they're going to allow the substitute to come in. And that will be Brandon Stewart, as he'll replace Luke Davis for Coach Mike Rigoni. 2:04 showing on the third quarter clock, 48-35. It's a 13-point lead for the Oilers. Cavies take their time, bringing the ball down, work a little bit of a weave, and then the lefty off the glass. That's Stewart. Shot won't drop, but the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by East Alton Wood River. So the Cavies will trigger, and it comes into Kleeman. He tries to quickly go up for a shot, and he's going to get whacked by Aaron Ragusa. Ragusa is going to pick up his first. Kleeman's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. He eyes it, he tries it, and he buys it. Nice shooter's touch there by Kyle Kleeman, who picks up his 11th point of the night. makes it a 12-point game. Kyle will eye it. He'll try it. This one will roll out, and Burgess comes away with the rebound. Lead pass down the floor. Goes to Ragusa. Ragusa inside to Hall. Hall takes a nice pass and goes right to the basket. And Colby Hall with 9 points here in the third quarter. All of his scoring in the third quarter, and it's a 14-point lead. Now coming up with the steal is Ragusa, and now he's dribbling through traffic, gets the ball to the other end. Then as he tries to pass it over to the other side, it's picked off, and back the other way come the Cavaliers, and it's going to be a drive to the hoop and a foul as well for Barry Stewart. Stewart went strong to the hole, got his first basket of the game. Foul is going to be called against Colby Hall. That'll be his third, and I believe Hall will have a seat as Devin Spurlock will come into the game. And Barry Stewart, the 5'10 freshman, will go to the free throw line to attempt to complete a three-point play. Takes a few quick dribbles. Now he eyes it. Now he tries it. Nope, he can't buy it. Coming up with a rebound is Jacob Cobb. He'll swing quickly, trying to go down the floor. Spurlock can't catch up with it as that one goes almost out the door for turnover number 11. Five turnovers here in the quarter for the East Dalton Wood River Oilers. But what was a three-point advantage at halftime, they have seen it grow to 12, 50 to 38 in favor of East Dalton Wood River. Back the other way comes Mark Curry. He'll swing it out to Stewart. The freshman, his shot won't fall, and instead it'll be Brendan Stewart coming up with a rebound. He'll stop at the in the lane, then he'll give it off to Bente. He'll turn from 14, and he's going to get knocked to the floor as his shot won't go, but the foul's going to go on Jacob Cobb, I believe, and if that's on Cobb, that will be his third. So three fouls on Cobb, three fouls on Hall, two free throws for Dane Bente, who's 0 for 1 from the charity stripe tonight. He has 6 points. Make it seven as that one rattles around and finally goes down. Kirby and Gibbs replace Cobb and Englar in the Oiler lineup. As Bente eyes it, tries it, and buys it. So he picks up 2 for 2 from the charity stripe that time. Give him 8 points. Into the final minute of the third quarter we go. It's a 50-40 count, a 10-point advantage for the Oilers as they'll set the ball out front and take their time. Kyle Kirby, no, he'll go inside quickly as he finds Scott Gibbs, who spins quickly to the basket from the right block, and now they take the ball away from the Cavaliers. A quick turnover, as that time it was Mr. Unverzog who got in the passing lane and nobody saw him coming. 14 turnovers on the Cavaliers. It's only their second one here in the second half, but it's a costly one, as now the Oilers leading by a dozen. They're going to let the final 20 seconds roll off. Now they'll bring the ball over on the wing. Shot goes up and no good by Unverzog. It's bounding out of bounds with 5 seconds to go. It'll go over to the Cavaliers. So just when you thought the Oilers were going to hold for the last shot, they shoot it up a little quickly. Now we'll see if the Cavs can hit a two or maybe a three as they trail by 12 here with less than 5 seconds to go. 4.5. It goes to Bendy. No, once again, it's stolen away by Unverzog. He'll spin. He'll shoot. He'll hit on the buzzer, and it's good. 4.25, 14 for the game. Two big takeaways in the last minute by Dustin Unverzog. And after three quarters of play here at Carlinville High School, it is East Dalton Wood River 54, Carlinville 40. Don't go away. Back with the fourth quarter after this.
UJ's Corner Convenience Stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir with Shipman Elevator Company. Fall is a great time for soil sampling to take inventory of nutrient levels in your soil. We then can give you a tailor-made recommendation to maximize yields on each field. Call Shipman Elevator for fall soil sampling on your farm. 618-729-9009.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Fourth quarter action just underway. The Cavaliers take the ball down, miss a shot. The Oilers quickly bring it back, and Jacob Cobb on the post goes down low, gets an easy two as he spins to his left, gives him 7 points and makes it 56-40 in favor of the Oilers. Barry Stewart, the freshman, goes bottom of the net as he drains one from way beyond the three-point arc, out high over on the right side. Gives him 5 points on the night. Back the other way, they'll go to Cobb. His shot won't go. Little Barry Stewart comes out. He's got three Oilers behind him. He's got two. Now he stops. Now he'll give it off to big brother. Brendan Stewart takes it to the hole, and it's good. Brendan Stewart, the sophomore, with his first 2 points of the night, makes it 56-45, Oilers by 11 with the ball. Burgess has the ball over on the left side. He'll drive, stop, and pop from 10, rolls around, won't go down. Hall fighting for the rebound, loses control, but Burgess picks it up. He'll kick it out to Unverzog. Now the Oilers, with an 11-point lead, want to be a little more patient. They'll go inside to Hall. Hall back outside to Unverzog. Now back to Hall at high post to Burgess over on the right wing. Burgess will pop. It won't go. Here comes Stewart with a rebound, and that's the little freshman. He loses it. Once again, there's that man, Dustin Unverzog, who comes up with the steal, and he's going to be fouled by Barry Stewart. Stewart picks up his first, but turnover number 16 on the Cavaliers. I'll tell you what, Dustin Unverzog has just really got the Cavaliers' number. As he goes to the hole, shot won't drop. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair. He eyes it. He tries it, and he buys it. 15 points for Unverzog, the 5'9 senior. And now Jacob Cobb will have a seat, as it'll be Devin Spurlock coming into the lineup. And for the Cavaliers, Evans will have a seat, and Luke Davis will replace him in the Cavy lineup. Now Unverzog will get ready to shoot that second free throw. He eyes it. He tries it. Up, he can't buy it. This one rolls around, won't go down. Kicks off on the wing, and there's Davis to come down with a rebound. Back the other way come the Cavaliers, 57-45. Oilers by a dozen. Barry Sturt in the corner, look for a pass, not there. Tried the three, can't get it to fall. Hall comes down with a rebound. He'll give it off to Unverzog. Dustin, the 5'9 senior, will walk the ball across the midcourt line. Inside 6 minutes we go, 57-45. As Unverzog tries to go around the right side, he's going to be nudged there by Luke Davis. Davis is going to be called for the foul. Luke is pleading his case, saying it was his forearm pushing on me. Inbounds pass comes into Burgess. Burgess to Hall, to Spurlock. Back to Hall. Nice kick save there by Barry Stewart. Goes out of bounds. 5:40 showing on the fourth quarter clock. One of these two teams is going to pick up their second win of the season. Right now, the betting money is on the Oilers, who lead by 12. Shot up, long one by Ragusa. It's no good. Foul going to be called on the play, and I think this one's going to go against Unverzog. Let's see if it doesn't. And if it's on Dustin, that'll be his second. It should be the team's fourth. And in any event, back the other way, go to Cavaliers. They'll throw it away. Is taking it away is Ragusa. He goes coast to coast, can't get the shot to drop. Oilers get the rebound. It won't go. Hall gets the rebound. It won't go. But there's going to be a foul on that second shot. And that foul will go against Mark Curry, be his second. And it'll send Kobe Hall to the free throw line to shoot two. The big lefty swings that ball back high over his head, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. And Hall, who was scoreless in the first half, is now in double figures with 10. 58-45 is the Oiler lead. Hall gets ready for his second one. It's up, but it's good. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Give him 11 points on the night. Give the Oilers a 14-point lead. Coming down, Mark Curry fires that one up against the far wall. Overshot all receivers. Could have been called for intentional grounding, but instead he's called for turnover number 17. Unverzog on the dribble. It's going to be pushed by Brad Wise, who will pick up his first. I believe that's either the sixth team foul against the Cavs. So the Oilers are inbound, and they'll be in the bonus the rest of the way. 5 minutes to go and counting. Into the corner it goes to Ragusa. He'll spot it for three. Not there, but Unverzog with a rebound. Turn around, will not go. Now the shot will drop as Burgess leaps high. Anthony, a 5'11 senior, went high in the sky for that one. One-hand tip and gives Burgess his 11th point of the game. Now a loose ball on the floor. As it goes out of bounds, they're going to say last touch by the Cavs. That'll be their 18th turnover of the night. Burgess with the ball against the press to Unverzog. Unverzog with play action fake there. He gives it off to Englar. Back to Burgess to Hall. Hall powers into the middle. Won't go. Gets his own rebound off the glass. It won't go. He'll go to the free throw line as there's a foul going to be called against the Cavaliers. This will go against Luke Davis. It'll be his second. Hall to the free throw line where he's a perfect 3-for-3 tonight. He eyes it. He tries it. And he buys it. He'll get another one as Jake Pullman will replace Mark Curry in the lineup for Coach Mike Rigoni. Hall eyes it. Hall tries it. Hall can't buy it. Finally, one rolls out as he was 4-for-5 now from the free throw line. They'll work the other way, try to get the ball in quickly to Sturt. His shot is up, and it's good. Brendan Sturt picking up his fourth point of the night. Makes it 62-47, 15-point lead. Off it goes to Burgess. He's thought about stopping and popping, thought about maybe going up for a dunk. Indecisiveness caused the feet to shuffle and the turnover to go down. 12th turnover on the night for the Oilers, who continue to lead by 15, 62-47, halfway through quarter number four. With the ball is Jake Pullman. Pullman goes inside to Binti. Binti tries to force the issue going on the baseline, and he's going to draw the foul on Kobe Hall, who'll pick up his fourth. Now Hall's going to come out of the lineup, and Spurlock will replace him. Like Ragusa comes out of the lineup as well. Catch who came in there for him. Looks like that may have been Cobb who came in for him. Fighting for the rebound, it's Spurlock who comes up with it. He'll give it off to Englar. Englar to Unverzog. Unverzog right down the sideline. Now he'll circle back up. 3:50 to go. He says, let's do a little fancy dribbling and run some clock. On the defense is Luke Davis and said, I'll dance with you. He'll pick up his third foul. As we said, Oilers will be in the bonus the rest of the way. And so Unverzog will go to the free throw line. Dustin's going to shoot the 1-1. 15 points on the night for the 5'9 senior as he eyes it. And now he tries it. He can't buy it as it comes up short. Davis comes up with a rebound as the Cavs going to head the other way. Trailing by 15 with 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Off it goes to Stewart. Brendan looking to get the ball into Binti. Binti going to go powering into the lane. He's triple teamed there, so he'll dish the ball off to a wide open Jake Pullman, who says, thank you very much. Finger roll over the left edge of the rim. Gives Pullman 4 points, makes it 62-49. 13-point Oiler lead. Unrezog with a nice pass inside there. Wide open shot by Cobb. It won't go, but on the rebound, the shot does drop. They'll count it, and they'll call the foul on Dane Bente. Bente's going to pick up his first on the play, and it'll be Jacob Cobb getting credit for the bucket. That'll give him 9 points. He'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play and get himself into double figures if possible. Cobb takes a couple of dribbles, draws the ball in, up top of his head. Nope, he knew as soon as he shot it. It was not online. We go to the three-minute mark, 64-49, 15-point lead for the Oilers. Barry Stewart with the ball. Back the other way to Bente. Almost lost his footing as he made the move to the basket. Now he does. He spins away and does a quarter roll. It'll be turnover number 19 on the Cavaliers, and that's what you call one of those unforced variety. Oilers will inbound as we head to 2:50 on the fourth quarter clock. 64-49, a 15-point lead for the Oilers. Burgess in the hall. Hall shot's a little short. He'll come up with a rebound and ease it over the edge. First field goal of the fourth quarter for Colby Hall to go along with three free throws, 5 and a quarter, 14 for the game, for the 6'5 senior Colby Hall. Back the other way, the Cavies with a nice little spin move in there by Adelmo Marcuri. He gets that ball to kiss the glass, roll across the rim, finally drop in, 6 points for Marcuri. And we're back to a 15-point game, 66-51. Now a poke check there, as it was Wise who poked it away, and the Cavies come away with the ball. Stewart, Barry that is, comes up with a shot. It won't go, fighting for the rebound. Brandon Stewart comes up with the rebound. Before he gets the shot off, there's going to be a foul called against the Oilers. And that will go against Cobb. So Cobb has 4 and Hall has 4, but with 2 minutes to go, it's only the 16th foul, so Bente gets the inbound pass, stops and pops, gets the shot to drop. Dane Bente in double figures with 10 as we go inside 2 minutes, back to a 13-point contest, 66-53. In favor of the visitors from East Dalton Wood River. Unrezog going to dribble through a little bit of traffic. Now he'll kick the ball over to Englar. Englar goes into Hall. The big lefty goes down the left side of the lane. Shots up. Shots good. Foul going to be called on Bente. Dane picks up his second as the 6'5 senior, Colby Hall, just too much muscle inside as he takes that big left arm up, protects it with the right forearm, gets the shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete a 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Colby Hall, after a scoreless first half, has had quite a second half. He eyes it, he tries it, and he buys it. 4 free throws, couple of field goals, 8 points in the quarter, 17 points for the night, all scored here in the second half for Colby Hall. 69-53, 16-point lead. Diagonal pass, inside, shots up, no good. Burgess fighting for the rebound. Burgess and Kleeman, and they're going to say it was last touch by Burgess. And Anthony's trying to say, no, I think it was the other guy. And the other official comes in and does overrule him and says it will be Wood River's ball. Now, Wood River will do some substituting here as Gibbs is going to come into the lineup. Kyle Kirby comes into the lineup as well. And looks like there's another new guy in there. Gibbs is in there. Kirby's in there. Andrew Hopper's in there. And now for the Cavaliers, Ben Butcher will make his first appearance of the night, as Spencer Keck will be in the lineup as well. We're trying to figure out who's in the game and who's not in the game, and they almost put the ball in play with 6 players still on the floor. And Coach Ragone says, hey, wait a minute, we're not ready yet. Now they are. 120 and counting, 69-53. Oilers going to pick up the win tonight, as it'll be down the lane for Aaron Ragusa. His shot won't go. They'll go back quickly. Barry Sturt now going to go to the hole, off the glass, and in. Barry Sturt with a nice little bump move inside the lane. gives him 5 1/4, 7 for the night. Down to the final minute we go, 69-55. Oilers now look like they're going to be content to run some clock off here as Hopper kicks the ball over on the wing to Kirby. Kirby faces the double team. He'll get it over to Gibbs. Gibbs back up top to Englar. Down to 40 seconds to go. As Kirby back to Englar. Back to Kirby. Back up top. Oh, big shot that time. Fired up there by Kyle Kirby, the sophomore. And he's going to be fouled by Tyler Leifers. Tyler's going to pick up his first. And Kirby will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Yeah, we'll see if we can get the 5'10 sophomore in the scorebook here with some points. Kirby going to eye it. Kirby going to try it. Kirby going to come up a little short on the first one. He'll get another one. As we said, the Oilers going to pick up their second win of the season, their first win in conference play. They'll be 1-4 in South Central Conference play. Kirby's second free throw is good, so he has a point on the night. 70-55. Oilers with a lead. Down the other way, it'll be Keck in the corner, up top to Stewart. Stewart goes inside to Butcher. Butcher's turnaround, oh, rolls off the rim. Butcher's number one sport looks like it may be football, but he's a worker out there in basketball as well. Hopper from the baseline won't go. Coming up with a rebound is Gonzalez. Gonzalez going to kick it back out to Ragusa. Ragusa's going to let the clock run out as they're going to play catch on the perimeter. They'll swing it back out one more time as the final 3 seconds run off. And the final score will be the East Alton Wood River Oilers 70 and the Carlinville Cavaliers 55. We'll be back to recap this after these messages.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, the Verdant Dairy Queen, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield, and by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Welcome back to Carlinville High School one final time, where tonight the East Alton Wood River Oilers came to town and defeated the Carlinville Cavaliers to the tune of 70-55. Looking at the individual scoring, first for the East Alton Wood River Oilers, who see their overall season record improve to 2-8, 1-4 in South Central Conference play. They were led tonight by Colby Hall, who had 17 points, all coming in the second half. Then it was 15 points for Dustin Unverzog, 11 points each for Aaron Ragusa, and for Anthony Burgess coming off the bench, 9 points for Jacob Cobb, 4 points for Scott Gibbs, 2 points for Cody Englar, and the final point, the free throw by Kyle Kirby there in the fourth quarter. Quarters of 16, 16, 22, and 16, very consistent offense for the Oilers tonight. They were 8 for 15 from the free throw line, and they committed 13 turnovers on the evening. And so the Oilers of East Alton Wood River, Adam Miller's squad, goes to 2-8 on the season, 1-4 in South Central Conference play. Next up for the Oilers, a date at Alton Marquette Friday night. for the Carlinville Cavaliers tonight. In double figures and leading the way for them, 6'2 sophomore Kyle Kleeman with 11 points. Also in double figures, Dane Benty, the 6'5 senior, finished the night with 10 points. Then it was 7 points for Barry Stewart, the 5'10 freshman off the bench. 6 points for Adelmo Marcuri. And then 4 points each for Brad Wise, Brendan Stewart, Nick Evans, and Jake Pullman. And the 3 points for Spencer Keck, and the final 2 points from Luke Davis. Quarters of 13, 16, 11, and 15. The Cavaliers were 4 for 8 from the free throw line and committed 19 turnovers. With the loss, they see their overall season record drop to 1-6, and in conference play, they are 0-2. Next up for the Carlinville Cavaliers, a busy weekend. On Friday night, they will go to Roxana, and then on Saturday night, they will head to Pena for a pair of South Central Conference games this weekend. So that's going to about do it from here at Carlinville High School, where our final score is East Dalton Wood River 70, Carlinville 55. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of our sponsors for making high school basketball possible. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks to Tom Williams back in the studio for producing tonight's game. One final time from Carlinville High School, this is Gary Boker reporting that it is East Dalton Wood River 70, Carlinville 55, Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.